As we begin a new year, the liturgy directs our attention to Mary, whom we greet full of grace. With Mary as our model, we look to the coming year as a time of grace to grow in understanding and appreciating Jesus Christ, the Word revealed through her. The concrete ways Mary followed the call of the Lord can be important reminders for us of the practical nature of Christianity and how practical our spirituality should be. This year, this day also falls on the last day of the octave of Christmas, which means that we celebrate this as a Christmas day. And it's significant, I think, that the reading that we heard proclaimed in the Gospel is a part of one of the readings that we read for the Masses of Christmas. And when we think about Christmas and God becoming human, the Incarnation, we're called to reflect on what does that concretely mean for our lives of faith. I had been reading this past week about St. Francis de Sales, and Pope Francis on the 28th of December put out a special letter on St. Francis de Sales. His letter is called Everything Pertains to Love. And St. Francis de Sales was a saint who teaches us that devotion to God is meant for everyone in every situation. And that really seems to fit so very well with this idea of God becoming human and giving his life for us. The source of this love that attracts the heart is the life of Jesus Christ, Pope Francis explained. Nothing sways the human heart as much as love. And this is most evident in the fact that Jesus Christ died for us. He gave us life through his death. We live only because he died and died for us as ours and in us. These words are profoundly moving. They reveal not only a clear and insightful understanding of the relationship between God and humanity, but also the deep bond of affection between St. Francis de Sales and the Lord Jesus, Pope said. The ecstasy of life and action is no abstract reality, but shines forth in the charity of Christ that culminates on the cross. That love, far from mortifying our existence, makes it radiate with extraordinary brightness. The Pope's apostolic letter was published, as I said, on December 28th, which is the 400th anniversary of St. Francis de Sales' death back in 1622. And the title comes from the preface of the Swiss saint's book, Treatise on the Love of God, in which he wrote that in Holy Church, everything pertains to love, lives in love, is done for love, and comes from love. St. Francis de Sales was a priest and a bishop and encouraged holiness in all people, no matter their vocation. He is known for his spiritual writings, including two books that are still widely read today, An Introduction to the Devout Life and The Treatise on the Love of God. In 1877, he was proclaimed a doctor of the church. On this anniversary of the fourth centenary of his death, I've given much thought to the legacy of St. Francis de Sales for our time, Pope Francis said in his apostolic letter. I find that his flexibility and his far-sighted vision have much to say to us. Today, he bids us set aside undue concern for ourselves, for our structures and what society thinks about us, and consider instead the real spiritual needs and expectations of our people, the Pope noted. Commenting on St. Francis de Sales' teaching, Pope Francis said, devotion is meant for everyone in every situation, and each of us can practice it according to our own vocation. As St. Paul VI wrote in the fourth century, fourth century of the birth of Francis de Sales. Holiness is not the prerogative of any one group, but an urgent summons addressed to every Christian. Friend, come higher. All of us are called to ascend the mountain of God, albeit not each by the same path. Devotion, Paul VI said, quoting St. Francis, must be practiced differently by the gentleman, the craftsman, the chamberlain, the prince, the widow, the young woman, the wife. Moreover, the practice of devotion must be adapted to the abilities, affairs, and duties of each. The other part of it is he talks about what St. Francis de Sales called false devotion. And the Holy Father speaks about its relevance for our spiritual lives today. Francis' description of false devotion is delightful and ever timely. Everyone can relate to it, since he salts it with good humor, the Pope explained. De Sales wrote, someone attached to fasting will consider himself devout because he doesn't eat, even though his heart is filled with bitterness. And while out of love for sobriety, he will not let a drop of wine or even water touch his tongue, he will not scruple to drench it in the blood of his neighbor through gossip and slander. Another will consider himself devout because all day long he mumbles a string of prayers, yet remains heedless of the evil, arrogant, and hurtful words that his tongue hurls at his servants and neighbors. Yet another will readily open his purse to give alms to the poor, but cannot wring an ounce of mercy from his heart in order to forgive his enemies. Another still will pardon his enemies, yet never even think of paying his debts. It will take a lawsuit to make him do so. All these, Pope Francis said, are perennial vices and struggles, and they lead the saint to conclude that all these fine people, commonly considered devout, most surely are not. The Pope explained that St. Francis de Sales taught that true devotion instead is found in God's life dwelling in our hearts. True and lively devotion presupposes the love of God. Indeed, it is none other than a genuine and not generic love of God, the saint said. Pope Francis said, in Francis' lively language, devotion is a sort of spiritual alertness and energy whereby charity acts within us, or we act by means of it, with promptness and action. For this reason, devotion does not exist alongside charity, but is one of the manifestations, while at the same time leading back to it. Understood in this way, devotion is far from something abstract, the Pope said. Rather, it becomes a style of life, a way of living immersed in our concrete daily existence. It embraces and discovers meaning in the little things, food and dress, work and relaxation, love and parenthood, conscientiousness in the fulfillment of our duties. In a word, it sheds light on the vocation of each individual. I think the reason that those words meant so much to me as I was reflecting on them is that at the beginning of this new year, and when we're thinking about what Mary means to us, we recognize that Mary was able to open her life fully to God so that God could work his miracle within her life. And that's what you and I are being called to here and now. We're being called to truly examine our lives to make sure that what it is that we say we believe, the things that we actually are doing, are in line with who we really are as children of God. We can make lots of decisions about what we would like to do in this coming new year. But perhaps the most important thing is to look at our everyday lives and realize that indeed we're being called to reflect upon who each one of us is and what gifts God has given to us and how it is that we can share those gifts with one another. And finally, this is also a day when the church encourages us to pray for peace. And I think all of us are especially aware of the need for peace in our world, especially with the terrible war in the Ukraine. And we might sometimes get discouraged by what can we really do about that. But what we can do is to make sure we root out violence in our own lives, the way that we treat one another. And I hear enough confessions and I examine my own life frequently enough to know that there is a lot of violence in our hearts. And often we're sorry for the way that we treat one another. And that sorrow should lead us to be able to try and find ways to respond to each other differently. Ways that we can respond in a way that isn't violent and hurtful toward one another. And if we can foster that peace in each of our lives, that peace will be multiplied because it will help others to live peaceful lives as well. So as we begin this new year, as we close out this feast of God become human in us, in our midst, when we reflect upon the openness and the love with which Mary received her son, let us ask God to truly enlighten us to see those things that we need to do differently in order to truly be his good disciples, to truly be his children as he meant us to be.